All right, if you're on hold, stay there. As promised, we're joined right now by a wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints, coming off a game where he had 4 receptions, 54 yards, and 2 touchdowns in that win over Detroit. For the season, 14 receptions, 186 yards, 2 TDs. He was an all-conference player at UCF. He was the 91st pick overall in 2018. The Saints are 2-2 on the year, and they are at home on Monday night against the Chargers. Tre'Quan Smith is my guest. Tre'Quan, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm very well.
Good, good. Great to have you on. Thanks so much. Now, you're coming off that huge game against Detroit. I want to get into the game itself in a couple of moments, but as you were playing, Michael Thomas tweeted, quote, "Ask Tre'Quan what I texted him before the game. He doing exactly that," end quote. So what did he text you before the game, and how much does it mean to you to have him hyping you like that?
Right before we arrived at Ford Stadium, Ford Field, Mike texted me, "Ball out, bro." And I replied, "Thank you." And it means a lot coming from Mike, you know, but that's not the first time Mike gave me, you know, words of encouragement. He always kind of been that person, you know, telling me during the week and being like, bro, just go out there and be comfortable. You know what you have to do. And that's the biggest thing. Be comfortable and have fun. Don't worry about anything else. And that's always been Mike. You know, he always, you know, wanted you to put your best foot forward, you know, because it's going to be better for you and be better for the team if, you know, you out there comfortable.
In fact, I was going to say to you, is that easier said than done? I mean, is it pretty easy just to be comfortable and have fun, or is there more to it than that sounds?
Definitely. There's definitely more to it. I would say this. You can go out there and, you know, but you fighting within yourself, you know, it's hard for you to, like, you know, not think about making mistakes and not think about, you know, letting your guy make the tackle. So you can tell yourself to go be comfortable and have fun. But at the same time, you know, you being a competitor, you trying to get every single thing right. But every athlete know it's not going to be perfect. So you just got to tell yourself, you know, you just got to go out there and try your best to have fun and be comfortable. But like I said, every athlete in the world knows it's not going to be a perfect game.
Right. Tre'Quan Smith joining us, wide receiver for the Saints. So Detroit jumped on you guys early on, 14-0, and then you score 5 straight touchdowns. What changed for the offense during that stretch?
Honestly, I don't feel like anything changed. I just feel like we just started, you know, to really buckle down and, you know, drive the ball, move the ball, you know. On third downs, we made plays, got first downs. And as you can see, you know, when we doing what we have to do on offense, you know, we are really rolling and making plays. And that's what it's all about in this organization, you know, making plays and just going out there and keep doing your job. And if everybody's doing their job, it's going to be, you know, a great day for us.
Right. Do your job, make plays, and finish drives. Like, your first TD was a 2-yard reception to take the lead with just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Can you take me through that? What did you see on that particular play?
On that particular play, I remember we were in we call it a JJ formation with both the receivers on the same side. And I can see I had a corner route. As I'm running my corner, the safety, he's over top of me, but his feet are flat. So at this time, I know I'm finna break right to the corner, and his feet are flat, like I said. So when I run out of my break, I know without a doubt I'm beating him on my break because his feet are flat and he's stationary. And then as I run out of my break, I see Drew has his eyes on me, and he just throws a perfect ball in the corner, and I just go up and grab it.
Tre'Quan Smith is joining us. I was just watching the replay of that. That's exactly how that went down. That was a perfect ball, and you did go up and get it. And then the defense forces a 3-and-out, and you come back on the next drive with a big play on third down, and then a 20-yard TD on the next play. So how good did it feel to get in the end zone almost immediately after your first touch?
Oh, man, it felt amazing. It really felt amazing, you know, knowing that, you know, Drew and my teammates count on me to make plays, and I did just that. Went out there and made plays, you know, to the best of my ability to help my team in the situation to come out, you know, with a win.
What's amazing to me is, and what made that performance and that win even more impressive, of course, was the fact the night before the team learned that a player had tested positive for COVID. Some players had to be called in the hotel to get additional testing. What was that night like for you personally? Did you know what was going on, or were you able to sleep through it?
Personally, I didn't. I had no clue until after the game. Sean talked about it when we was after the game in the locker room. He talked about it. I had no clue. I wasn't one of the players called down. I was in my room sleep. So I'm pretty sure that was frustrating for the guys who were called down and, you know, didn't sleep well that night.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, though, right? Like, it turned out to be a false positive. But you got guys like Alvin Kamara, who was up until 3 o'clock in the morning going through the testing protocol. And again, as a professional athlete and as a guy who plays in that league, you know you have to play through everything and be prepared for everything. But what's it say about this group that everybody was able to battle and find a way to win a game, especially after a night like that?
It definitely shows you that this group is going to fight through adversity no matter what, you know, no matter what obstacle is put in front of us, we're going to find a way to get through it. And I feel like, you know, based on this pandemic, you can't, you know, it's no going, like, you can set as many protocols you can and try to follow them, but sometimes, you know, you can't do nothing about certain things, and that was one of the things you couldn't really do nothing about. It just, you know, faced it head on and try to get through it the best of the ability. But that's what I say about this team. We always going to find a way to fight through adversity.
We're talking to Saints wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith, coming off that huge game and that win last week. You know, something else you've talked about is the importance of timing when you're playing with Drew Brees. And with the offseason being the way it was, it had to have been pretty hard to work on timing. How much have you been able to work on that in recent weeks? And then how much does that show up on the field? What's that been like?
It's definitely been hard, you know, knowing what happened this offseason. We weren't able to get into OTAs. And with Drew, you know, that's a big thing, his timing and his anticipation with the receivers. So, you know, we did our best, you know, coming into camp to try to get all of that down pat. But, you know, be honest, it just wasn't, you know, enough time, you know, to get all of that. You know, we missed crucial time being with him. You know, missing OTAs, like I said. So, you know, we try our best week in and week out to, you know, to get with Drew, you know, after practice and get a lot of routes down and a lot of timing down with him because he's very big on that. So we just, you know, been trying, like I said, week in and week out to get with Drew much as possible to get things like that down pat because that's crucial for him.
We're talking Saints football. Tre'Quan Smith, my guest. And then when you look at the big picture, as an example, the transition from college to the NFL is never easy. In fact, it's always challenging. I'm curious, what was it like for you in terms of going from college ball to not only playing with Drew Brees, but also playing in a Sean Payton offense? Like, was that pretty easy to pick up, or is that pretty complicated?
I would say it's pretty complicated. The offense is very different from the offense I ran in college. I have to do a lot more studying, and then in this offense, the receiver position is kind of interchangeable, so you got to know more than just your position. So my biggest thing was, you know, in college, I just kind of knew my only position. And coming into here, you know, learning the Sean Payton offense, you might be playing the slot, and then next play you might be playing outside receiver. So the best advice that I gave myself is just to learn the whole playbook, learn every position, you know, and I really didn't do that the first year I was here. So my next year and then this year I took it upon myself to, you know, get comfortable with the playbook. So if something was to happen when I had to play a different position, it wouldn't be, you know, strange to me. I would already have it down pat.
You know, not only that, but the other thing that always seems to come up when people talk about you and your game is that you're a willing blocker, a really willing blocker. A lot of receivers do not like to block. You seem to enjoy it. What is it about it, and what's your mindset when it comes to blocking?
Oh, man, yeah. I would say, yeah, I definitely love to block. In college, you know, I love to block as well. And it's just I never really wanted to be that guy who let his player make the play. I just feel terrible if – you know, if my running back or one of the receivers are, you know, finna break a tackle and they possibly have a chance to score a touchdown and my guy makes the tackle, I just feel bad. It's just something within me. I love the block, and you know, I feel like, you know, it's a team game. So, and then in college we had a saying, you know, no block, no rock. So I took that to heart. You know, I love to block for my teammates. You know, I love for them to make plays.
I like it. No block, no rock. All right, so finally you're currently scheduled to play the Chargers on Monday night in New Orleans, but there's been talk of possibly moving that game to Indianapolis due to Hurricane Delta. How do you go about making sure that you're mentally ready for whatever comes your way and wherever that game might be played?
No matter, you know, where the game is going to be played, you know, we got to do our best ability to just focus on us and, you know, focus on, you know, our game plan for the game. You know, and like you said, ain't no telling where the hurricane is going to be, if it's going to make a turn, you know, for New Orleans or not. But we just, as an organization, got to do the best, you know, focusing on us. And I'm pretty sure if something was to come up, I know for a fact, you know, Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis have a plan, you know, without a doubt. You know, that's what they're good at, you know, going through protocols if something was to change out of the ordinary.
He played his college ball at UCF. He was an all-conference player there, coming off a huge game in that win over Detroit. Traquan Smith, our guest. Traquan, great to have you here in the jungle. I appreciate that. Appreciate you, and really nice to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Great talking to you. Well done. Chargers at the Saints Monday night, wherever that game is going to be played.